Hi everybody, this is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by, and as always, I send you love. This video is going to be in reference to our full moon in Virgo that is creeping up here in a few more days. And I want to really emphasize to you that in order for us to be purified, in order for us to become, to finally embody our higher self, we have to be completely purified. Virgo, this full moon in Virgo with the sun in Pisces, it reminds me of in the Bible where it speaks about the woman with the sun and the moon. Now, please go back to my previous videos in reference to what Pisces season and the March energetic update. There's lots within it. Also, if you haven't, please go in and watch or listen to my videos about the white lily flame. And I guess even my message with the full of light. All of this is working through. Every single video that I have works through our ascension cycle. So if you haven't been following since the beginning of my beginning, or my becoming, all of my videos are going to work with wherever you are at. So do a search and listen to the videos, and hopefully you can make some connections to help you out. So, purification. To truly understand, here we go. Greater understanding for myself, more connections today, because right before I made this video, I linked up what God was speaking to me about a few days ago, and I have a greater understanding, and now it's becoming. In order for us, well, I'm trying to explain to you a bit about what Christ consciousness is going to feel like. I had a brief glimpse of it a few days ago. For a few days. And it's an emptiness of the mind. Emptiness of the mind. Not in the form of ignorance or stupidity or lack of knowledge, but the form of such great knowledge that there is nothing. That is what the light of the Ein Sof is, or that limitless light. That's how I can explain it. People have a difficult time explaining it, but for me, that's what it is. It's emptiness, but it's everything. That's what it is. It's emptiness, but it's everything. And I had a glimpse of what that was the other day for a few days. I began to think, I was like, wow, all of a sudden, there's no thoughts going on in my mind. It's just empty. Yet, I'm having such great enjoyment in my life. I'm feeling this love. I'm still very active. I'm doing this, this, and this. But there's no thought. When we don't have a thought, whether good or bad, there is no judgment. It means we're love. And that is what precisely is Christ consciousness. So I had that glimpse. It was taken from me. Because why? We're going to be tested. Not in the form of truly sitting in front of a courthouse, okay? That we probably have read about. It's the testing of the elements. In order to truly become our higher self through Christ consciousness, Christ light, through the light of the Ein Sof, that limitless light. We have to really have every single thing purified. Beginning yesterday, I was going through some petty stuff. Again, that I should be over this, like, you know, years ago. Things like, you just took this out and you couldn't put it back in my mind. things like that. Look at this trash sitting right here, and the trash can is 2 feet away. Little dumb stuff. Look, I made all of this food, and now here you are eating this. Dumb, petty stuff. Because I'm still being purified. And it's the simplest things that it's really the smallest things in our lives that can have the greatest hold on us. You know? Those little things that always build up and build up and build up and build up. And it just piles up for so long, years, our entire life. Until we see it. And so, you know, of course I saw it. No, I was just, you know, are you serious? How can you still have this within you? And it's not about you judging yourself, okay? If it's there, it's there, and it's meant to be purified. It's meant for you to still see yourself. Now, you could be having other things. You could have some serious things going on in your life. It might not be like small, what I think is small for myself, or petty, that is. Yours can be truly damaging experiences that are making you see yourself. Remember, everything is a reflection of you and how you are responding to it, how you are feeling through it is an expression of you. It has nothing to do with the other person. Nothing to do with the other person. So greater purification here is taking place, is going to take place, has been taking place until we lead up into Aries season. And may even continue on into Aries season and even afterwards. There is no time frame on our ascension cycle. Time on the clock does not work like that in our bodies. It works through the blood. And however long it takes through time, through blood, to purify ourselves by what we are actually doing in action and having that understanding about it is however long it's going to take. There's no timetable. There's no rushing. Spirit does not rush. We do. We have to calm and settle ourselves down in order to truly understand what's going on. So there's been a lot going on for myself, and that's why I've taken a kind of an absence here for a few days on my YouTube channel. I wanted to give, and you know, it has to die. But I knew that in order to, for myself to become, I had to step back and allow my process to unfold so I can have greater understanding. So I hope you like my explanation about what I believe Christ consciousness is. And it is only better. That's just a small amount of that explanation that I could give to you. It's greater than peace. Peace is when there is just nothing that bothers us. Nothing. Nothing bothers you. So if you've been having conversations and you're still having this, here they go, they're talking about it again, blah, 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 you're still within the judgment. You're still within purification. So I have been noticing that I have been, you know, at peace during conversations, and there's no need for me to even respond. Yet, when I do respond, now, it hasn't been the last couple of days because I've been a little antsy, on edge, a little cranky, purifying, I told you, very petty, petty things going on. But prior to this, when I was within that unity in Christ consciousness, a moment for a few days, I could still live within this reality, having a conversation by supporting somebody and giving them the greatest response back without making them feel less than or that I am a greater than. Just conversation. Talking without judgment, without expressing that you know everything. It's being there for somebody and allowing that person really to make the choices in life. And I know this video really doesn't contain much information for you. Please bear with me. I will get more information to you, more knowledge that is necessary for your growth. But I wanted to just express to you, more purification is taking place. The Virgin. Our womb area has to be completely purified in order to support the solar seed. That's what's taking place. And if you are not healed completely within this area of the womb, also of the mind and the heart, there we have to do lots of cleaning house. So things are going to come up, make you feel a little bit uneasy. Yet you could feel completely centered in love. There's no right and wrong in this time frame. Those who might be purifying before the full moon tend to be over it by the time the full moon gets here or working towards their end cycle of purification. Some people feel like on a high note and at peace and centered prior to it, but then feel the effects afterwards. Again, there's no right or wrong. How it works differently within each of us, depending on how we handle situations and energies, including energies, because a situation is an energy, a form of energy that makes us understand who we are or understand who we can become. So I'm going to leave it at this today. As I am learning to become even higher than I was previously, and I will talk to you guys soon. Much love, health, and healing your way. This is Christy. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.